And you are listening to the Texas Standard. The pandemic has done some strange things to our economy. A lot of people have lost jobs or found themselves underemployed over the past 18 months. But more recently, it's employers who say they're having a hard time finding enough people to work. There are a lot of different reasons for that, but Dallas Morning News columnist Scott Burns says the bottom line may be that we're entering a long-term period of better opportunities for American workers. Scott, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Hi. Thank you, David.
The economic ups and downs from the past 18 months have left a lot of people with whiplash, and it seems like every worker has a slightly different story about how the pandemic has affected their job or their career. How did you approach your project in a way that made it more sort of all-encompassing, you know, that single thread narrative?
I'm a great believer in demography because it's one of the few facts about the future that is already written. So I'm taking a longer view. But I think COVID-19 jump-started the beginning of what will be a multi-decade trend.
How so? How do you mean it jump-started a multi-decade trend?
Well, it put in enormous forces. First, people were disemployed. They had some support, obviously uneven. And now the prospect of going back to some of the jobs is just awful. I think we've reached the low point in the treatment of labor, and it's going to start improving.
So when you say they received some support, I presume you're referring to, for instance, some of the money that was given out to folks extending unemployment benefits and the like, child credits, those sorts
exactly.
of things. That,
exactly.
Yeah. This sort of contributes to a long-running sort of economic debate about, you know, the role of government in trying to support people with direct payments. And I'm curious, it seems very bold to look decades out when right now we don't even know when the threat of COVID might relax again. How confident do you feel things are looking up for American workers in the shorter term?
I feel pretty confident because all the minutia figures show that new hires have been getting higher starting salaries than people with the same experience who've already been there. That's going to put a lot of pressure on employers. There's still an enormous mismatch. You know, for instance, the number of people unemployed is between 9 and 10 million. The number of unfilled jobs is between 9 and 10 million. So we've just got a lot of discordant forces at work, and we'll be trying to sort this out for a long time. The bigger fact is that the supply of labor is going to start to diminish, and we have an abundant supply of money.
So where do you think things began to tip? How do we get to that big gap?
I think the firing shot was the Carter phone case. That was a decision in 1968 that ended the monopolistic control of AT&T on telecommunications and all the related technology. And it opened the door to massive technological change. A few years later, Intel introduced the first random access memory. And a year after that, 1971, they introduced the first computer on a chip. And we were off to the races.
Of course, we're talking about technological innovations, and you know, we can't overlook some of the things that have been happening in more recent years. For example, how the smartphone and development of new software has led to a kind of a gig economy. And you have companies that are making a lot of money, some of the workers not making so much money, but then there's added flexibility when it comes to work schedules and that sort of thing, right?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, right now, look at this. I am outside of Pedernales Falls State Park. I do work for the Dallas Morning News, and you and I are talking on the phone for a radio interview. That's kind of amazing. Couldn't have happened 50 years ago.
So where does your exploration of what you call the Great Reversal go from here? What about the future of work and the impact of accelerated automation, which is that, you know, next shoe to drop? It's already dropping.
Automation is certainly a big deal. But I don't know exactly where to put it. In the 60s, automation was supposed to be a threat. In the 60s, people were talking about a guaranteed annual income because the disemployment of people would be so great. But it didn't happen. And I'm not sure that we'll have transfers of employment. I'm pretty sure of that. Whether we'll have total unemployment is really an open question.
Bottom line, it seems like the great reversal, good for workers in your assessment.
Yes, absolutely. And about time. You know, I think the side of capital and money, which I like, has been on top. They've been just wiping up the field with the labor team, against the labor team. And I think it's about to reverse.
Scott Burns is a personal finance columnist for the Dallas Morning News. We'll have a link to his latest at TexasStandard.org. Scott, thanks so much.
Thank you.